This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To another hour of the show. Boy, there is more than enough to talk about, certainly. The buzz in your backyard and mine, as I am fond of saying, that's what this show is about. All roads lead into one spot, I think, is the fact that we have some really crazy polling going on, for everything from voters approving or disapproving of Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump's White House roles to U.S. voters supporting or not supporting a Syrian strike. We will absolutely dive into that. But we start with Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, accusing Iran of alarming provocations, is what he described it as, and says that the deal just doesn't make any sense. He says an unchecked Iran has the potential to travel the same path as North Korea and to take the world along with it. He was telling reporters that a day after announcing, of course, a review of U.S. policy toward Iran. He's leaving open, I think, the door that this administration is going to maybe uphold the policy, but that they're going to consistently review it. He spoke after the State Department certified to Congress that Iran is currently in compliance with its obligations under what the deal was 2 years ago. And he said that the buck won't be passed on Iran to a future administration. So it is interesting. He's saying Iran is kind of like North Korea, but we want to check it more. We do have a deal. They are in compliance, but I actually don't feel good about it. And I think he is laying the groundwork in case something goes further south. In case it's further south. And how about this? Emirates decided they were going to cut U.S. flights because Trump's policies are now going to affect travel. So they started to cut the number of flights into the U.S. starting in May, saying demand has slowed since the Prez's executive orders affect entry visas and carrying electronics like laptops and tablets onto U.S.-bound flights. So 5 cities out of 12 are going to see the cuts. The number is going to be reduced rather than stopped altogether. The cities most affected would be Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Florida, Seattle, Boston, and Los Angeles, saying they had to make a commercial decision because of the travel demand being weakened. There was steady growth, but that was before Trump was elected, and now that has totally taken a nosedive. Taking a big nosedive. So that is kind of interesting because Emirates was, man, they were everywhere. I went to the U.S. Open a few years ago and they were sponsoring everything that you could possibly trip over. And if the flights from New York aren't cut, but if flights from some other places are cut, that could make a big difference also, obviously, in the marketing dollar spent. So there's going to be a rippling effect of what's happening with that airline. In the meantime, there is still more conversation about what chemical ISIS used in the Iraq attack. The U.S. military trying to determine that, working overtime, in fact, trying to figure out what it was that the Islamic State used against the Iraqi government forces last week Major General Joseph Martin was talking with reporters through this video link, that's usually what they do, that Iraqi forces were treated after a strike in Mosul, and said that no one was significantly impacted, well, thank goodness, but the concern is over chemical weapons. Martin wouldn't say whether U.S. or Australian military advisors were in the area at the time. He said the attack was delivered by indirect fire, so that would probably mean like rocket fire. And, of course, the attack came a day after Iraqi military said that ISIS militants launched a chlorine gas attack by rocket in a newly liberated area in western Mosul. You know, every time I talk about Mosul, every time I talk about surrounding areas, it's never to say it's amazing what's happened there, it's amazing how protected the people are. No, it's amazing how many near misses, actual hits, massive confusion, lots of problems in a heavily trafficked area. Let's put it that way. Absolutely. And since we're talking about the Middle East and beyond, and I jumped right into it with both feet, as always, the Putin question. A Russian government think tank controlled by Vladimir Putin developed a plan to swing the U.S. presidential election to Donald Trump and undermine voters' faith in the American electoral system. That's what a couple current and former officials told Reuters. They described two confidential documents from the think tank as providing the framework and rationale for what the U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded was an intensive effort by Russia to interfere. But then the question is, did they? Did they interfere? And what the documents say, they were prepared by the Moscow-based Russian Institute for Strategic Studies. And to give you an idea of what they're talking about, in the document, the first one, it was a strategy paper that was written last June and it was circulated within the Russian government, but didn't address one person or two people or whatever. It just said it recommended the Kremlin launch a propaganda campaign on social media and Russian state-backed global news outlets to encourage U.S. voters to elect a president who would take a softer line toward Russia. And it definitely got some attention. The second document, drafted in October and distributed in the same way, warned the Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was likely to win the election. So they argued it was better for Russia to end its pro-Trump propaganda and instead intensify its messaging about voter fraud to undermine the U.S. electoral system's legitimacy and damage Clinton's reputation in an effort to undermine her presidency. But how far did this go, and was it really initiated? These documents, now released. And the Russians are saying the releasing of the documents is all because of a covert operation. It is really spy versus spy, isn't it? It really is. Hang with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
It is headed to the Korean Peninsula, and it'll arrive there.
Yeah, we're talking about the Vinson and its voyage. That was Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary. He got all that right, so for all the cackling and imitation of Sean Spicer, it was kind of an easy day. There was one patriot who had a little fun with him, but other than that, it was smooth sailing. And that's the idea for the Vinson, too, by the way. Get it out, get it into the right territory, and that voyage is one that, you know, in setting the USS Carl Vinson loose, let's put it that way, this is the boat that you want out there. This is the boat that you want. I have any of these Navy guys that are out hovering around for the just in cases. And there's a couple of just in cases that we're talking about. One specifically is what's going on with North Korea. And so the Armada heading to Korea is, it got to include the Vinson. And there was a search for an explanation for that. Remember, President Trump made it clear with Maria Bartiromo in an interview with Fox Business Channel that, the ongoing testing of missiles wouldn't go without a response from the U.S. So fast forward, and the aircraft carrier wasn't sailing to North Korea. The Times reported that the Vinson and three other ships in its group were at the moment headed to take part in joint exercises with the Australian Navy in the Indian Ocean. But there was a mix-up, a glitch-ridden sequence of events an ill-timed announcement of deployment by the military specific command. Some erroneous factoids were out there. So Sean Spicer, in fact, was telling what he knew. Even Peter Baker says the White House press secretary saying Trump was right to say ships were heading toward North Korea because it will eventually. So the Carl Vinson to the Korean Peninsula after it gets back from some maneuvers in the Indian Ocean. A little bit different then. We are full speed ahead. So when you have confusion over what boat's going where, you get somebody that's in charge to clear it up, and that's exactly what happened. So, another week in whatever happens in Washington. That's what I just chalk it up to that. Feeling our way in the dark. How's that? Feeling our way in the dark and hoping we get it right. And sometimes it's right and sometimes it's way off course. Seems like the ships are headed way on course. Crazy story about a football player named Aaron Hernandez who apparently hung himself in prison. He's a convicted murderer and a former superstar, like I said, and he was found hanged in his Massachusetts prison cell just days after his acquittal in a double murder case. The 27-year-old tight end for the New England Patriots hanged himself with a bedsheet attached to a window in his cell. His body was discovered at about 3 in the morning. They tried life-saving techniques, but it didn't work. He was pronounced dead. Jose Baez, an attorney for Hernandez, had been retained by the family to investigate the circumstances surrounding his death and will act as the executor of his estate, apparently. But there's a lot of shock and surprise around the news of Aaron's death. And according to his family, he was going to try and prove his innocence. His life sentence was for his conviction of first-degree murder in 2013, the killing of Odin Lloyd, who was a semi-pro football player, who was dating the sister of Hernandez's fiance. And the story just gets so crazy from there. A jogger found Lloyd's gunshot-ridden body in an industrial park less than a mile from Hernandez's house. He was charged with the murder 9 days later. The Patriots released him. He was found guilty 2 years later, less than 2 years later, without the possibility of parole. I mean, what a tragic, senseless end of events for so many people, too, connected unwillingly to Hernandez. And I think with family around, he felt like this was something, I think he felt like this wasn't happening to him. And this was a guy who had this promising football career. He was right there on the brink of stardom. Oh. I mean, a guy who caught passes from Tim Tebow at the University of Florida. It was key to the national championship. But he was dogged by drug tests, picked by the Patriots in the fourth round of the 2010 draft. And as he started to turn a corner, everything went in the opposite direction. He has a four-year-old daughter, and he's survived by his fiance and the four-year-old daughter. Wow. Even when the jury was deliberating last week, he waved and he blew kisses to his daughter in the courtroom. So what a shocking kind of change of events when it comes to Aaron Hernandez. Very, very shocking. I think we need a good story. I like numbers. And coming up a little bit later in this hour, we have another edition of We Can Count. But here's one I don't have in there. Mike Conley bought 500 tickets to the Spurs versus the Grizzlies game 3 for fan giveaways. You know, you can't always get those playoff tickets. Conley's been in Memphis for 10 years. He's led the team to the playoffs in each of the last 7. I think he would like to move on to the next round. I mean, look, he signed a $153 million contract to stay with the organization last summer. He could probably afford a few extra bucks. The Grizzlies entered this week with high hopes and then came out of the other side in a much different fashion. They ran into a Spurs team that should have been ranked or thought of as even higher for the way that they performed, but they didn't really get the cred. So because of that, there was sort of some lopsidedness, I think. We have some other scores and some other thoughts. Like the Warriors, they pick up number 2 over the Trailblazers. Sorry for all your Portland fans. 110-81. The Wizards getting it done. 109-101. How about that? So some easy on the side of the ball, some not so easy on the other side of the ball. It just depends on the team, depends on the player, and even with additional added superstar power, doesn't always guarantee that you get the chemistry right. This is why when the conversation flows to MVP, to me there's no doubt that it's Russell Westbrook. Has to be Russell Westbrook. Only makes sense, and there's been some preliminary work on how the vote is looking, and the vote is looking like it's pretty much him, and it's down to him and a handful of others, most notably James Harden, who plays for the Rockets. We're kicking it around. Odds and ends coming up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The JCPOA itself, as I said, it really does not achieve the objective. It is another example of buying off a power who has nuclear ambitions. We buy them off for a short period of time, and then someone has to deal with it later.
We talked about this. Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, weighing in on Iran. The White House denying misleading the public on the ship movements amid rising concerns, not in Iran, although they're there, but North Korea. So there's some shaky stuff happening outside our borders that could certainly have repercussions for all of us. Many of you have weighed in on these, and we'll be hitting that mailbag coming up, and we'll get to those, and there are plenty, like I said, plenty of them. I got to bring this up because I actually did get a couple of emails on Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, once the advertisers started to run like cockroaches for the corner to just get out, you knew that there was no way he was going to stay at Fox. So it just became official Wednesday. Boom, done. They ended their association with him. That's it. I mean, he has ruled the cable news roost for nearly two decades. He was the guy. He was the most powerful person on that network. But, boy, it was quick. When all of those revelations of a string of sexual harassment complaints against him came out, the questions about his conduct was another black eye to Fox. They had dealt with the same thing with the co-founder and then chairman Roger Ailes last summer, who was out. So they said they were going to investigate, and they said after a thorough and careful review of the allegations, the company and Bill O'Reilly have agreed that Bill O'Reilly will not be returning to Fox, a news channel. Wow. 20 years. So he released a statement that said, over the past 20 years at Fox, I've been extremely proud to launch and lead one of the most successful news programs in history, which has consistently informed, entertained millions of Americans, significantly contributed to building Fox into the dominant news network and television. It's tremendously disheartening that we part ways due to, he says, due to completely unfounded claims. He got the news while he was waiting for a flight back to the U.S. from a vacation in Italy. And his representative said he was resigned to what was happening, having monitored what was going on with the negotiations over his exit. And he wasn't directly involved in any of the discussions, apparently. They couldn't, you know, in the end, his attorney could not save his job. Couldn't do it. So they signed, you know, just last month, they decided that was it. I mean, after all this came out. And the end for O'Reilly, set in motion by a scathing New York Times investigation in early April that revealed that he had settled five allegations of harassment brought by Fox employees over 15 years. Wow. They paid out $15 million. For the accuser's silence, apparently. The Murdochs were aware of the allegations when they re-signed him to a new three-year contract that pays him around $18 million a year. So, in preparation for their story, reporters for the Times had sent Fox executives a long list of questions, placing senior execs on alert in advance of the publication. But I think once, especially a sixth accuser, and then the fact that so many of the big advertisers were dumping, I'll go back to it again, there's no way that they were going to keep him. There's no way that O'Reilly was going to stay on the air. So now it's a question of Tucker Carlson is going to step in into the shoes of O'Reilly, and just from that point of view, it's going to be Tucker Carlson tonight. Just from that point of view, wow, what, where Fox was going and where it could be headed, it's unbelievable. It's really, honestly, it's like the story of life, right? Where you think something's happening and you have these plans, and then you bumble, you fumble, somebody trips you up, you trip yourself up, and before you know it, boom, you're headed in the opposite direction. And that's that network. They've got to really scramble in an era where so many people are turning to alternatives than the every single day news shows that they were watching. Instead, you know, flipping to alternatives. So where does Bill O'Reilly end up next, or does he end up anywhere? You know, you got to wonder, would anybody say it doesn't matter because of look at the massive success that he had? I think tough. I think that it'd be tough to see him land somewhere after that. I have to tell you about this story because I have family in Tampa, and in Florida, they deal with alligators sometimes. But about 7 o'clock in the morning, the southbound lanes of the Veterans Expressway were blocked. They had to close one lane on the highway. A 9-foot gator ended up parking himself along a concrete divider. They eventually trapped and removed him, but it wasn't easy to do. So it was pretty wild to see some of these pictures, as I have friends that live down there, and they were saying stuff about gators, and I didn't really understand what they were saying until I started to get their tweets, and or look at their tweets, or see some of the look at some of the email that I got from them. Crazy. And you can find these pictures out there for yourselves as well, because really, they're everywhere now at this point. Pulling the gator off the road. 9-foot-long gator. Not every day that, you know, that you see that. Not every day, my friends, I gotta tell you. But for some of the people that were lucky enough, I suppose, lucky enough to be there, or maybe not lucky enough to be there, they were treated to what we're seeing more and more of in some of these communities, where gators are pushed out of their natural habitats and they're moving closer to man. And I think that's pretty clear that's what's happened there. I mean, how did the gator find its way all the way up? Then the answer is it gets pushed out of where it is and has to find some other way. Definitely. And that's why it ended up on the street. And then you got to wait and get the gator and all that other stuff. I won't go into all the details. It was just funny that I had family and friends that are there in Tampa and all sent me some links or some picture they had from a bazillion miles away that they took that they thought was pretty good, but it wasn't. I could find better pictures easily on the internet. And speaking of the internet and perusing the internet, I was reading a story in the USA Today. Some of you could relate to this, even if you're on the third shift, and maybe others can't because you go out every single day. But what happens when you eat at your desk? They say it's like clockwork. Every morning, some worker arrives, has a sandwich that they picked up at a local food truck. It could be a fried egg sandwich. You hear the rustle of the paper, the aluminum foil, they say the stink of the overcooked eggs and stale cooking grease, and it just wafts across the room. And somebody says, why couldn't they just eat at home? 67% of American office workers eat at their desks more than once a week. But is it appropriate work etiquette? I thought this was such an interesting story. According to a recent Gallup poll, 67% of American office workers do that. And it's a growing phenomenon. In 1990, more than half of the American workers took at least 30 minutes away from their work stations at lunchtime, a number that has declined. I just think loud chewing, unsavory smells, I don't know. Are they cleaning up their stuff? You know, that whole thing. I don't know that it's such a good thing. Great if you have a cafeteria, but at your desk, the distractions, it goes to the distractions. The rustling, the paper, the slurping, the chewing, the things that happen. And other people in the article that I read say, yo, eating at your desk can attract bugs. Clean up after yourself. So that's a problem. And then the whole kitchen thing. Heating the food up and it's splashing around the microwave and nobody cleans the microwave and it's not tidy and it feels icky and you don't want to make your food in there anyway. You wouldn't touch half of it with a 10-foot pole. I don't know, something about getting up from your desk, that whole inactivity thing, it's detrimental to all of us. Even if you brought something in to eat, so much better to take that lunch someplace else. Take it out. Even if you're on the third shift. Promise I'll meet you on the flip side.
I put a spell on you.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And I appreciate all of you, from the America Tonight family to yours and all the people in between. Thank you. Thank you so much. And as always, I get a ton of email. I'm saying a ton. I don't even know what it would look like. I could probably fill five dump trucks worth of it. It's just incredible. Luckily, we go through, and this is because of the miracle of the Internet. So on that note, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, indeed I do. This one from Michael, listening to us in Texas. Michael in Texas says, Kate, San Antonio Spurs, wow. You said they were the sleeper team that was just so good and just don't get the respect. I think they're begging for the respect. They, of course, lead their series 2-0 over Memphis. I think they look like a team on a mission. Kawhi Leonard has been amazing. Yeah, he's in that conversation for MVP, but because of Russell Westbrook and I think James Harden, he would be third or fourth probably on my list. And for Thursday's games, you've got the Cavaliers who lead their series 2-0 against the Indiana Pacers, the Raptors, and the Bucks. That one tips at 8 o'clock Eastern. The Spurs and the Grizzlies, that's, of course, a later one. Should be pretty interesting to see what happens. The Warriors routing the Trailblazers, and that series takes on a whole new life. The view from Vegas is they also covered a 12-point home, you know, they're also covered as a 12-point home favorite. And this team is like a team of destiny. They seem on the hardwoods, but also as far as the wise guys are concerned, they really like the team to be there in the end. All right, how about this one from Pam? Pam says, Kate, any reaction to Aaron Hernandez and the fact that he hung himself? Yeah, he did a lot of people wrong. And so whatever was going on in his head led to him hanging himself, if that's in fact the way he died. They're investigating it. They found him unresponsive, that whole thing. And there was a belt, and, you know, look, this is a guy who was serving a life sentence for a murder conviction and just days ago was acquitted of double murder, and then he dies hanging in a prison cell. It's a mystery. And this is a former NFL star who had the potential to be a huge megawatt star. At 27 now, instead, in a cell, dead. And they say that Hernandez was found with John 3:16 written across his forehead. The Bible verse reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So whatever the message was there, that was the only thing that's been reported and the only thing I've heard that was around. And some people are saying they were in shock, and wow. I think when you see what happened with Hernandez, you know, in the courtroom, he was still serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole for his conviction of the shooting of Odin Lloyd, who was a semi-pro basketball player. Yeah. I mean, the hits go on and on with Hernandez, and they're not good. Let's put it that way. Not good at all. All right, let's move. So I'm not surprised that, I mean, there's some mystery there. I guess that's the way to probably answer that. This one is from Tim. Kate, I have to tell you that I think that when I keep looking and seeing and waiting for this better health care, I'm not getting it, and neither are you. How much time do we have before something actually gets done? I don't understand. Of course you don't. Of course you understand. Big pharma, all kinds of interwoven problems. So, yeah. There are many reasons that we find ourselves in this position, and that's frankly what it's about, right? And the answer to that is yes, definitely. Here's one from Don, listening to us in Illinois. Kate, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, I know you're all over this, snapped up about 1 million, I think, in smuggled drugs. Did you see that story? Yeah, Nogales is where they got them, at that Mexican-U.S. crossing border there. They arrested 5 U.S. citizens, a couple of Mexican nationals. They were trying to smuggle drugs in the United States from Mexico, and they had 412 pounds of meth, heroin, coke, that was valued at over $919,000. And on April 11th, agents seized 35 pounds of meth, heroin, and cocaine valued at more than $200,000. Wow. I remember that. For some people, that is huge. For others, it's massive responsibility. Massive responsibility. and we only have a couple of quick minutes here to spare on the show, so let me grab another one quickly. How about this one from Monty? And Monty says, Anita Hill is right on, Kate, when she says no more excuses for sexual harassment. And I agree, and the Bill O'Reilly deal is just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, you know, you think about Anita Hill, it's been a quarter of a century since her testimony in Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court then nominee Clarence Thomas. Now, it's almost like you have to reinvent that. So, are we a country, as somebody asked me, still grappling with gender and racial tensions? Are women finding their voice, telling their stories in a way that just weren't possible in 1991? I'd say there might be some truth to that. Absolutely. And there's another look at almost that same story in talking about doing things the same way again and again and again. And so a quarter century after testifying before the Senate confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court nominee, which he would have been then, now what's being said is, and I'm asked the question, what do you think? Is it any better? Well, I'm going to say, of course, it's a little bit better. But what does that mean? I still hear a lot of the same stories I've heard before. And that's why we had the millions of women march in the streets, and many are running for office and getting serious about it. So if anything, there's been a lot of action that has been spurred on, and I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. It could be a really, really good thing. And I guess in a roundabout way, that was the question again. I'll get there. Sometimes it takes a couple of extra words, but I will get there. Trust me. How about this? A shot of Sheila. Shout out, Kate. Congratulations to you. I often find myself and my family reversing the script. So if we're up later, I am absolutely listening to the show. I completely love it and the job that you do. On that note, I'm going to end. Remember, if you have something to say, send it to me at americatonight.net. And thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.